Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
All right. Well, we got a lot of great college basketball, but we also have pro days going on. We just finished up on the combine, and free agency is going on. That means it's time for a little Drew Rosenhaus, super agent, joining us this morning. Drew, how are you, man?
Great, Joe. Always a pleasure to come on and speak with you. How you doing, Joe?
I'm doing great, thank you. Hey, by the way, I got to ask you, because there's been, once again, all this talk about NIL, and some people are going, oh, UM basketball, and they're talking about Pac's playing well, and of course, Wong got a nice pay from John Ruiz, and so it's going on everywhere in the country, right? Everybody's got NIL deals going on. It's just not a Miami thing. Can you tell everybody?
Oh, yeah. I mean, NIL is huge everywhere. And, you know, the impact nationally is gigantic. Every major program is incredibly aggressive with NIL. There's different degrees, and John Ruiz deserves a tremendous amount of credit. He's definitely one of the pioneers. Well, people will look back. He'll be one of the pioneers of NIL and made a huge impact here at the University of Miami, and deserves a lot of credit for helping both the basketball program and the football program. And I think you'll see those results in the near future with the football program. But absolutely, Joe, NIL is huge everywhere, you name it, has a big impact, and it's not going anywhere. It's here to stay.
Is there, and I'll finish it up because I got a lot of NFL stuff I want to talk to you about. Is there any way to control the NIL as far as giving money to players before they commit during the recruitment, either through the transfer portal or high school?
No, there really isn't right now, Joe. There's really nothing in place unless the, you know, Congress wants to, the legislation wants to create some laws to govern it. The NCAA is essentially powerless right now and almost doesn't exist. You know, that it right now it's a free for all. And, you know, quite frankly, it's hard to disagree with that. I mean, it's that way with coaches. It's that way in other sports. It's that way in other areas of our economy. And, you know, it's nice to see these young athletes earn some money and live it. We live in a free society economically and otherwise. And now college football and college athletics, at least the revenue-producing sports, they're consistent with that model.
All right, so I got to ask you about the combine for you. I saw the NFLPA has complained about the are you a big fan of the combine and the amount of work you get done there and the guys working out and all the teams getting to see him, or would you like to see it go away?
Well, I understand the NFLPA's position, and I the NFLPA is right about the fact that it is really a brutal process for so many of these guys. If you do away with the combine and you replace it with just pro days or guys going in to visit the teams and whatnot, it would work. You know, that would be fine. It's all happening anyway. Teams are all going to every pro day and they've got local workout days and teams can bring in 30 of their top guys for visits and physicals. I mean, a lot of the combine is absolutely overkill and brutal for these guys. And, you know, quite frankly, I'm not sure, Joe, that it impacts a lot of guys in terms of how they work out. And I think most players are drafted based on the tape. And in some circumstances, I think the workouts impact where they're drafted. But I don't think it's it lives up to all the hype. For me, I get a lot done at the combine because I meet with teams for free agency. And, you know, it's an opportunity to be around all the general managers. We can meet with every one of them within, you know, a couple days span. I enjoy that part of it, but, you know, I'm going to the NFL owners meetings today after the University of Miami pro day, and I can get that part of it accomplished there as well.
Yeah, that's a great point, because I was going to ask you that. So how much business and how much, whether it's, hey, are you thinking about trading my guy, or, hey, he's going to be a free agent, are you interested? Or you'll have GMs come up to you, I guess, and go, hey, Drew, you got three guys we really like in free agency. Is that pretty much, and you get that far and even into money when you discuss it at the combine?
I think everyone knows that at the combine, you're meeting and you're talking and, you know, you're obviously lining things up. I can't get into too many specifics because I don't want to get the teams in trouble, because that's that's called
right.
tampering.
Yes.
But it's one of the worst kept secrets in professional sports. But, you know, of course, everyone is chomping at the bit to get their team better. And agents and teams are meeting at the combine and lining things up for free agency.
Yeah. Hey, Drew, so we got the two quarterbacks. I feel like I know I just talked to you a couple weeks ago trying to figure out Aaron Rodgers' fair trade compensation to get this deal done between the Jets and the Packers. What do you see on that? What you've done the deals that are fair, and what would be fair to get a guy you know is going to play 1 year, but after that you don't know, and still be able to get enough picks because he's so good?
Exactly. I think you have to throw out the, you know, for example, the Russell Wilson trade or the Deshaun Watson trade, because those guys were younger. I think, you know, you even have to throw out the Carr trade to the Saints. Well, Carr was actually a free agent, so disregard that.
Right.
I think, quite honestly, it's probably going to be a minimum of a first-round pick just because of the greatness of Aaron Rodgers and what it's going to mean. I think the Jets would obviously like to do something for less for a first-round pick, and I think that's why they traded their wide receiver, Elijah right. Moore, to acquire an extra second-round pick from the Browns. With that being said, I believe it'll at least be a second-round pick and more. I'm sure that they're going to get a deal done. I'm certain it'll be before the draft. I think it's an inevitability. Obviously, it's going to happen. Rodgers will be a Jet, and the Packers are just trying to maximize what they can get for him, and there's really no true deadline until the draft itself. It wouldn't shock me if that deal gets done at the draft. There's always big deals at the draft, and I'm certain it'll happen either the first or second day of the draft.
All right, so I got to ask you about the guy down here, and I you were so good on this last time. Now it's been a few weeks. This Lamar Jackson, I don't know who the guy was that he had making calls to teams, and what's going to happen here? I'm guessing he's not going to sign the franchise tag. What are your thoughts on Lamar Jackson?
Well, I think ultimately the way it's looking, it doesn't seem apparent that there's another club that is going to make an offer sheet with two first-round picks. I think someone should, quite frankly. I think it's worth it. It's so hard to find a quarterback like that. Why wouldn't you take a shot? I think a lot of the reluctancy of the teams may be they assume whatever agreement they work out with Lamar, it's just going to be matched by the Ravens anyway. I don't think it has to do with the two first-round picks or even reaching the contract goals for Lamar Jackson, because in his case, I don't think they're unreasonable. As talented as he is,
yes, I agree.
I have no problem with him wanting a fully guaranteed contract. It's only a matter of time until somebody does it for someone other than Deshaun Watson. So I do think he's going to be back with the Ravens. It sounds like he doesn't have an option. If he doesn't sign an offer sheet, I'm sure he's going to want to play this year, and I'm certain it'll be for at least the franchise number. He may just take the route of, you know, a Kirk Cousins or a Dak Prescott where he plays under a franchise tag and then ultimately gets a deal done. But I believe he's going to be back with the Ravens. He's just too good, and, you know, I don't see them letting him go. I don't think it's ever been the Ravens' intention to trade him or to lose him. I think They're just using the franchise tag to help speed this process up.
Hey, Drew, I got to ask you this one because it's your business, and Mike Florio talks about this all the time at Pro Football Talk. Why didn't the guy just go get an agent? Listen, I know you guys aren't cheap, but you guys do all the dirty work. He didn't have to get involved. He didn't have to have buddies getting involved and go through the embarrassment to just sit back and whatever you want, go through your agent. You think there's a chance he finally breaks down and gets one of you guys?
I do think there's a chance, you know, because in his particular case, it's pretty complicated. You know, there's other teams involved now, and, you know, obviously he wants to hear from other teams and hasn't been able to reach a quick agreement with the Ravens. So, I mean, this one's a little bit different, and it seems very complex, and he's tried his hand at it for a couple years now without an agent. I think it would make sense for him to bring a top guy in right now to see if that agent can find an offer sheet from another team or work something out with the Ravens and, you know, just kind of help him navigate through this difficult process that he's in.
Drew, before I let you go, I'm just getting back on the NIL because a lot of NFL agents, you guys are allowed, by the way, allowed to work on NIL, and I know you guys have had to get into it too. Can you just talk about how big has that thing become? Have you had to hire more people to stay up on the NIL thing around the country?
Yeah, the NIL is it's huge, Joe. It's you know, basically almost every rookie we signed this year had an NIL deal with us. Prior to that, we're very involved with recruiting players, doing NIL across the country. Wow. We absolutely had to increase our marketing and endorsement team because we didn't want it to take away from the work we're doing for our current clients or veteran clients. It's a big part of our business. Every top agency is doing it. It is hard to sign guys without having an NIL relationship prior to it. So it's a gigantic part of the agent business, a huge part of what the colleges are doing recruiting wise. And it is, this is my 35th year in the business, and it has changed the whole recruiting of college football upside down. And I happen to like it a lot for the players. I think it's great that they can make money, and you know, it's professional football in many respects. And I thought it, you know, for years, you and I have talked about college athletes should have been paid. And, you know, the NCAA and the colleges were reluctant to do that. And they basically dug a hole for themselves. And this is what they're dealing with now.
Just to follow up on that, Drew, because you do deals around the country and you hear about other deals that other people are doing. What's a really good quarterback or a really key guy? What kind of money are we looking at guys are getting and call? I've heard crazy numbers. What are some of the numbers you're hearing about college football players getting right now?
In terms of college recruiting, signing top guys?
Yes.
I think guys are getting, you know, I do believe that top quarterbacks are getting multi-million dollar deals for NIL. And, you know, we all saw the Jalen Rashada saga from Miami to Florida to Arizona State. And obviously there's a lot of truth to what happened there. But I think for many of the top guys, I can assure you they're making eight figures. eventually through their deals, potentially, this is wow. There are guys that are making so much money in NIL that they don't feel like they have to come out early to enter the draft, that they can stay in school another year. So, I mean, it ranges from a couple hundred thousand all the way to a million, and sometimes more than $1 million for, and for the true superstars, like I said, you know, it's mind boggling what they're making.
Wow, Drew. Well, listen, I'll leave you on that. It's great. Hey, Drew, I appreciate it. I know you've been super busy, and thank you. I promise I'm not going to bother you for a while. Thanks for coming on.
It's always a pleasure, Joe. Your family, and you and I have been friends for a long time, and I always love coming on the show with you.
Hey, I appreciate it, Drew. You take care.
Take care, Joe.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.